This is the brief on the 2026 multi-cloud certification mandate. Companies have completely abandoned single-cloud loyalty, making multi-cloud expertise the baseline requirement to future-proof your IT career. It's kind of like building an all-star sports team. You're not relying on just one franchise player anymore, but drafting the absolute best tools from different providers. First, let's look at workload distribution. Businesses are mixing providers for flexibility, cost, and AI optimization. You might host apps on AWS, build machine learning pipelines with Google Cloud's Vertex AI, and manage identities using Azure Active Directory. But if an enterprise is running their app on AWS but crunching data on Google Cloud, how do those systems actually talk to each other safely? That's exactly why single cloud architects are becoming bottlenecks. Second, let's examine new hiring priorities. Employers now want cross-cloud networking. AWS plus Kubernetes signals scalable infrastructure expertise. Google Cloud plus AI shows data specialization, and Azure plus security proves enterprise governance. Now, is it really just about stacking up certifications? No way. Employers view these specific combos as proof of your adaptability and vendor-neutral architectural thinking. Finally, we have experience versus certification. Just memorizing services is a total trap. Certifications validate your foundational capability, but you wouldn't trust a surgeon who only passed the written exam but never touched a scalpel, right? Sandbox environments and guided labs bridge that crucial gap so you can actually keep a multi-region disaster recovery plan online. To survive and thrive in 2026, cloud architects must combine layered, cross-platform certifications with hands-on troubleshooting experience to become the adaptable problem solvers modern enterprises demand.